Simen Shin Chesiv Dalet. A kli shemlach l'heter, a kli whose primary use is for heter, or it's like 50-50, sometimes for heter, sometimes for iser. So it's mutter, metaltet, even if it's only for the benefit of the kli. That shouldn't break, or that shouldn't get stolen. In other words, we had a kli shemlach l'iser, a kli's primary use is for iser, so only la mutter l'tzarach gufa, for mutter to use, or l'tzarach mekayma, if you need that place. But mechama l'tzel, for the benefit of the kli, that shouldn't get ruined, you cannot move it. However, here we are saying that kli shemlach l'heter, if its primary use is for heter, then you could move it, mechama l'tzel, for the benefit of the kli, that it shouldn't get broken or ruined. But the Machaber says to move it for no reason whatsoever, then you cannot move it. Mishnah Berurah says that not any use whatsoever means no use the entire day. But if later on the day you can have some use for it, you can already move it now for later on. You don't have to wait till later. You can already move it now because you need it later on the day. Machaber says Kisvei Kodesh, which Mishnah Berurah explains means Ol Svarim, and Mishnah Berurah comes out even a Megillah, Megillah Sester. You can move it for any reason, even not for any purpose. You can still move it. Eichlin, foods also, you can move even shleit tzarachlam. Mishnah Berurah brings cups, plates, forks and knives, these things on the table that are constant use. Also, they're not mukts at all. They're considered like food, like eichlin, like kisvei kodesh. They can move them even shleit tzarachlam. Mishnah Berurah says, arsam achrem har machmer, and say that forks and knives and cups and plates, these things can only move to some sort of tzarach, some of the klishin lach leheter, that shleit tzarachlam for no purpose whatsoever cannot be moved. However, by kisvei kodesh, by eichlin, you can move it even with no need and no use whatsoever. And many places can hold, even by cutlery and cups and these things, can move it also shleir tzarachlam. The Gemara says that tefillin, you can only move it with tzarech. That means either tzarech gufa mekayimai, or they shouldn't get stolen or ruined. The Mishnah Berurah brings a taz, the magadvar, a machmer, the old tefillin is a kli shemlach l'iser, since it cannot put on tefillin on Shabbos, therefore you can only move it with tzarech gufa mekayimai, tzarech gufa, if you need it as a shmir from azikim, or tzarech mekayimai, because you need that place. However, Mishnah Berurah says, b'shas etchak, b'samach on the first shita, on the Ramah, like we say in the tefillin also, and move tefillin also in the chamel itself for the protection of the tefillin. A shayfer, the Ramah says, is a kli shemlach l'iser, and can only move the tzarech gufa mekayimai. Mishnah Berurah says, because you use the blow shayfer, blow, and that's something that's also on Shabbos, kli shemlach l'iser. Mr. Bruce says, a lulav is also to metal to even tzarech gufa mekayimai. It doesn't have a shem kli b'chlal. It's mukta machmas gufay. It's like eitzim ba'avonim, like sticks and stones that cannot be moved at all. Sifei, the Mechaber says, there are matirim, yesh matirim, the Rosh and the Tshuva is matir, to metal to kli shemlach l'iser, even mechamu l'tzel, to a kikar atinik, by putting a loaf of bread or a tinik, or Mr. Bruce says, anything shod v'heter, inside of them or on top of them, that allows you to move them. But the Mr. Bruce says, you know, that's the shita of the Rosh. He says, many Rishonim, the Baal Shlomo, the Baal Mor, the Raj, but the Kobal, they argue on this, and they say the kikar atinik, a special heter, is given to move a mace, to move a dead body. But in general, other dvar muksa, even something as the kli, it does not help to put a kikar or a tinik on top of it, or to be able to move it, and that's a many achrem or machriya. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only if you want to put a random thing inside of it. But if something that belongs there, like if you have a grinder, and you put garlic in it, or you have a pot that still has some of the cooked food left in it, then you can metal to the kli through the food. Even though, in general, we're not semach on this Rosh and this Mechaber, to move kli shemlach l'iser, mechama l'tzel, at the kikar tinik, but if something that belongs there, then it's mutter. And the Bir Lachos says, the guy with the pot, even if he took all the tops, all the food out of it, if it's sitting out on the counter, it might have had to have graf sharer, that's something that's disgusting, that bothers people to have it around, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, that's a heter mukta, because of cover the bris. Sivav, the Mechaber says, any kid that broke, even broke on Shabbos, it could carry the metal to the broken pieces, as long as they're right for some halacha still. Like the broken pieces of a pot, if they could still be used to cover a barrel, even if it's not at all the original use would have been. Broken piece of glass could be used to cover and to close a thin bottle. Only if it's not right for any malacha, then is it become mukso, and then it becomes mukamach skufoi, and you can't move it at all, even if it's a chufa mekayimai. As opposed to, if it still has some use, then the Bir Halacha says, it blibes kli shemlach l'heter, and it's mutter to move it even mechama l'tzel. The Ramah says if a kli breaks in a place that now the broken piece can mazik somebody, like glass that got broken on a table, or if it got broken in a place people walk, Mr. Berurah says whether in your house or on the street, either way, you allow to move the broken pieces, you know that no one should get hurt, no one should get a cup or stepping on it. Then Mr. Berurah says that if it's broken pieces of pottery, not glass, then it's also to move it, because it's not so common that someone should get damaged, someone should get nizik by stepping or kicking on pottery. You know when you step and you might break it, so there's no issur malacha because the davar shemaskav, you're not trying to break it. You just might happen to break it. There was no heter to move broken pieces of pottery, only like broken glass or something like that, that someone could get hurt if they touch it or if they step on it. Heaven Shtaburz reminds us that to kick it, even by the charis, by the pottery, you could kick it out of the way, because Mr. Burr's opinion that tiltum muktza b'gufoy is always mutter in all cases, like we had previously earlier in the siman.